Russia keeps threatening to use nuclear weapons. The United States, China, North Korea, they're all beefing up their arsenals. Meanwhile, a Kansas City musician set up his pedal steel guitar in a Cold War missile silo to record a hopeful reminder that nuclear war is not inevitable. Frank Morris of member station KCUR reports.
Nate Hofer cut his teeth playing pedal steel guitar in country and western bands. Hofer's first solo record comes from a very different place. Hofer recorded this album in a 60-some-year-old intercontinental ballistic missile silo near Wilson, Kansas.
Are you guys ready to go underground? All right, come on down.
Matthew Fulkerson, the guy who owns this decommissioned Atlas F missile base, is giving a tour.
Yeah, the sign says, a warning, 150-foot open silo shaft exists, the end of tunnel beyond this door, or something like that. But here we go.
A heavy, corroded door opens on a cavernous underground silo, looking like something out of Star Wars. Massive, rusty machinery hangs from the walls. Epoxy oozes from the 70-ton blast doors high above. Nate Hofer, a tall, slender guy in a cheery Hiroshima baseball cap, stands at the precipice, enjoying the acoustics.
So I'm going to get loud here for a second, just so it can carry. All right. Echo! That's a good 5 seconds, which is amazing to play into, you know, pedal steel guitar.
Pedal steel guitar is a strange and complicated instrument. Typically, a shiny steel table with 20 strings on top, played with metal picks and a metal slide, plus foot and knee pedals to bend notes. 20th century technology that came into its own about the same time as nuclear weapons. But the two never gelled until now.
Guitar players and pedal steel players have reverb effects pedals that we can use all the time. But for this recording, I didn't do any of that because I knew that this echo here would be even better, would be perfect for the recording.
Hofer grew up in the 1980s near a sprawling Army ammunition plant. He's been concerned about nuclear war since first grade. His stepdad's attempt at soothing didn't help.
He told me not to worry because if World War III were to happen, we would be gone like that.
Hofer's doing what he can to head off nuclear apocalypse. His aerial photography of decommissioned nuclear missile sites in Missouri won a Global Peace Photo Award. That's what peace looks like, the judges said. He's going for the same vibe with his new record, which is called Decommissioned. Not what you might expect from underground doomsday missile base music.
Like, oh, it's going to be dystopian. It's about nuclear war. Okay, it's going to be creepy. Like, well, no, actually, it's just the opposite. I want to open people up with this music. I want it to be soothing and relaxing. This album was recorded in a decommissioned missile silo. It's highlighting what's missing. This is an empty nuclear missile silo. Hey, maybe we don't need as many of these as we thought, or maybe we don't need them at all, you know?
Hofer does not expect his new record to stave off nuclear war, but he hopes it'll give listeners the peace of mind to contemplate turning things around. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris.